Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
This week's episode is sponsored by Lowell Herb Company. Lowell Herb Company is a small California-based cannabis company devoted to growing high-quality, clean, and organic cannabis. In over 350 dispensaries across the state, check out Lowell's website at lowellsmokes.com to find one near you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grandma's Dope Waffle Hallucinations. Grandma's Dope Waffle Hallucinations. That was from BagelNet on YouTube. Support this show. Join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. Doug plugs. I will be at Skankfest at Brooklyn Bazaar in Brooklyn doing stand-up comedy and Doug Loves Movies on June 21st and 22nd. On June 24th, you can see Doug Loves Movies at the Gramercy Theater in New York City. And on July 13th, Doug Loves Movies will be happening at Flappers in Burbank, also at 420. But for all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com and enjoy the show. Blast off. Oh, no. Where's my sunglasses? Hang on. Don't look at me. Blast off. We're here doing a pre-tape. Woo! Yeah, not as big a crowd as the last time, but let's give it up anyway for two previous guests on the show. These aren't first-timers. They've been through the ringer before, but not together, separately. It's Allison Rosen and John Levenstein, everybody. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Thanks for having me back.
Thank you.
John and I have not met before, but we follow each other on Twitter, so we're old pals.
Well, that's really cool. I like when that happens. Maybe that's how I thought of... No, that's not how I thought of... I was on Twitter today, and John was making fun of my weed-smoking habits. And so then I said, yeah, come do my show today, and then he said yes. So that's pretty funny.
That's how it happens.
What kind of making fun were you doing?
You know, he said we're going to be on at 12:15 today, and I said that seems kind of early. Is it your birthday? And he wrote back, yes, it's my birthday. Come on the show.
And so here he is, and I forgot to, we were supposed to get a cake or something to keep the ruse going.
I would have brought one, but who follows through on a prank? Just having the idea is fine. You thought of a cake. Fine.
I did think of it.
I always feel like it's the thought that counts. And my husband is a firm believer that if you don't follow through, then like the thought is worth nothing. And I don't like that one bit.
No, that's, yeah.
No, I agree with you.
Thoughts are great.
Yeah. Thoughts are like 90%.
Sharing your thoughts, like, well, wow, that's really putting that out there. You could have just kept that.
That's right. But how generous with your cake thought you were. But what kind of cake would you have gotten?
Oh, Ralph's birthday cake. You know, what says happy birthday? Grab some candles. I would never do it. It doesn't matter. What kind of person would need just the little win you would get from actually walking with the cake? And they'll be, okay, where am I keeping the cake before the show?
Where would you go exactly? Tell me exactly where you'd go.
I'd go to the flagship Ralph's in Sherman Oaks at Ventura and Hazeltine. I'd get the cake.
Okay, now,
okay, Marissa,
see, that's
can you
helpful.
Hide the cake?
Now everyone knows where to go.
Yeah, who's lighting the cake, you guys? Let's do it, I guess, after I'm on the show. Right. You're sure Doug's gonna be okay with this?
No, I feel like the cake would have had to be presented during. I'm kind of bummed there's not a cake, even though I'm punishing myself currently by doing a no carb thing. So maybe it's actually, I'm actually happy there's not a cake.
You wanted to just look at a cake?
Yeah. I just want
to, be in the presence of cake eating.
Swim in the essence of a cake.
Well, we've got some strains today that I'd like you guys to try. A sativa called Lemon and an indica called Enigma. You don't have to do the indica. You don't have to do anything, but of course, we like everybody to smoke on the show. You've been, you had to go off for a bit, Allison. Now you're back at it.
Well, I was pregnant. I feel like I've been pregnant for the past many years.
Yeah,
on and off.
But you've been on the show before, and then have since had another child.
That's right. I came on the show shortly before I got pregnant with my last kid.
Okay.
Which means the most recent one, and also I think it will be my last kid. And now I'm not pregnant. And I'm able to smoke pot, but I'm not a big pot smoker in general. So this is
more for just the okay. So you will enjoy it.
It's the peer pressure, Doug.
But you'll enjoy it.
Yes, I mean that's the plan.
I'm pressuring you to enjoy it.
That's the hope.
Because as long as she enjoys it, so it's okay, right?
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Social contract. And John, you're.
This is a special treat for me as well.
Really?
No. I mean, come on.
All right. So I guess, Taylor, did you load everything up? All these little pipes and stuff?
So which is the sativa,
all
then?
Loaded up with sativa.
These are all sativa.
Which is what you want, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's in all the pipes that are sitting over there.
Right.
Before I smoke, can I give you my pre-pot smoking preamble, which is this? So I smoked a lot in college. And my memory of it was always that I would do a bong hit, and then in the course of coughing it out, the room would kind of undulate, and I'd realize, oh, I'm really, really fucked up. And then, you know, it smoked periodically since then. And last year, when some of my friends found out I was going to do this show, they, like, pulled me aside via text message and said, just so you know, pot's so much stronger now, be careful. So I was worried, and when I came on the show, I really didn't get that messed up. Is pot a ton stronger now? Is it because I wasn't smoking out of a bong? What's your professional take on this?
Try that.
Which one is this?
I don't know.
Do you have a take on this, Doug?
This is it's a soothing hybrid.
Of sativa and indica?
From our friends at Lowell Farms. Yeah.
I feel like I'm too intense for this show.
I don't think so. But that whole question you asked reminds me of, like, you go to the dispensary and you're stuck in line behind someone who hasn't smoked in 20 years. They've got a lot of questions. There's one cashier. And I'm always, like, trying to prompt them through. It's not always easy, but now it's fine. I think pot is a little stronger than it used to be.
But I'm wondering if it's more pure now than it used to be as well. Because back in the, like, I remember periodically hallucinating and thinking, what the hell was that we just smoked?
You don't like the smoke? Or is that just a natural?
It's just a, it's just what I do.
Yeah, you just wave it away.
I just like to gesticulate.
You're the same way with, like, bubbles, if we had bubbles.
Yeah.
She would be delighted by the bubbles. It would be really different.
Yeah, I'd be like,
oh my God.
Okay. All right, so
I think it's stronger than it used to be, but people used to smoke more too, so I don't know. Like, what, like, I don't pass around joints like people used to. I'll smoke one hit at a time, so I don't know if the total effect is that much different from how it used to be. The thing you're saying about hallucinating in the old days, I did not do that in the old days, but I was never, like, taking smokes from people at clubs or whatever the hell you were doing at 2 in the morning that led to hallucinating. How'd that happen?
It was just in a dorm room.
What did you do? Oh, a dorm room.
Honestly, we were just in a dorm room, and there was just always a humongous bong.
People were always warning about PCP back in the days. Like, I don't even know who would bother. I'm going to go for this guy thing. Who would bother to lace it with PCP?
Yeah. That's always my answer when people are like, you just have smoke with fans, whatever they give you? Yeah.
But also a bong will accentuate it. Just the idea of, like, coughing it out.
Yeah.
Sounds like college to me.
Maybe it was just the quantity of it.
I do like a good cough, though. Especially after, you know, dabs.
Is it something of a catchphrase for you? Like, does your audience love it? What kind of life would that be, Doug?
Well, you know, the optics, as they like to say, are bad if you don't cough when you're smoking, because they say if you don't cough, you don't get off.
Oh.
It's like just a... But that's one of those things that just people say. I'm just like, well, why does anybody care? And
yeah, why do they care?
That's not absolutely true. I've been plenty high without coughing and coughed really hard and then not been high because it's fucking oregano or something.
It's also like, it doesn't have a binary quality, like getting off. You're either off or you're on. What does that mean?
I'm going to get you higher than you've ever been. Like, people like threaten me with that all the time. And I'm just like, well, there's as high as I've ever been, and then there's asleep or unconscious. You know, that's the limit. I've been the highest I've ever been, and it's right when I fall asleep. And then I'm just going to sleep for a while. Like,
but also, you're like a fast gun coming into town, and some kid is gunning for you with his joint that he thinks is going to knock you on your ass. That sounds terrible. You've got to show him.
Yeah, no, it really is. Like, people are very proud of it. But, you know, the upside is they do let me smoke their stuff. And in some cases, I was at, like, a dabbing event where I did, like, four or five different dabs, and they were all out to, you know, knock me on the floor. You know, they would have been really proud of that.
Oh,
but, I walked away, but it wasn't functional for the rest of the evening.
It's like the guy in Deadwood who killed Wild Bill Hickok.
It's exactly that. John.
What's a dabbing event?
I know, right? And now that you say it, it sounds silly, but it was like an exhibition.
I'm sticking with the pipes, I think. Cause...
But they don't call it that. They call it, what would they call it, Taylor?
Conference?
A conference.
No. The other word instead of dabbing, what would they say? Like an oil exhibition? Or...
Oh, I guess. I don't think so.
I don't know.
Just call it a dab.
I thought conference was fine.
Dab conference.
Yeah, but I was at something like that and just went from exhibit to exhibit. I think I was also at a thing with Taylor once where we were doing a shit ton of dabs.
The Emerald Cup.
Emerald Cup, but also wasn't Jessa May's place.
Oh, yeah, her opening. Her grand party. Opening.
Anyway.
Is the Emerald Cup a competition?
Yes. Whenever you hear cup, it usually means there's some sort of judging and choosing going on. And I've rarely been a judge in my many years of doing comedy about marijuana because I'm a comedian, not a judge of marijuana. I mean, I can go, hey, I'm really high right now. And that's about it. That's all I got.
But you were a judge in this case?
No. No, in this case, they just were all trying to lay me out.
It seemed like you were building up to a story where this was the exception. I'm not usually a judge.
And he also
was. Right, right, right.
Come on.
Well, no, and then it turned out that the judge is my wife.
Well, see? There you go.
No, there's no twist to that at all. You're right. It did feel like buildup was happening there.
You created an expectation.
Yeah.
But that's, well...
You've both been on the show, so we don't. We haven't discussed your high history. I mean, we have discussed your high histories.
I'm gonna have my own high history.
But one that we might not have discussed with at least one of you is, I think I've asked you this, John, because you have been with some interesting people. Most famous person you've ever smoked weed with. Do you have one of those, Allison?
I think it might be you.
It's me? That's when that question backfires.
Let me
when
think.
When that's it. Who were you on the show with last time?
Kate Quigley.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So she's pretty famous.
I'm trying to think in all my days who might be the most famous beside you.
You know, like at a party.
That's what I'm trying to remember.
Dirty back alley.
I used to write about music. Well, but see, I don't think I smoked with anyone back then. I was around a lot of famous people.
Oh, who's a famous person you saw smoking?
Right. I'm also not remembering that either. Give me time. I will fish out a good memory.
John, do you have a standard answer or do you have a new answer?
I've got two good ones from the 80s, though, when I was living in Venice.
Okay.
My next door neighbor in Venice for years was the guy the Big Lebowski was based on. And we shared a balcony. But like at the time, like I kind of avoided him. He wasn't someone that you would think, I've got to spend a lot of time with this guy. But then later that happened. So like that's one guy, a fictional character. But then that same apartment once, I was having a party and through a friend of a friend, I don't even know how this happened. And he isn't even famous now. It's just such an 80s thing. The director, Julian Temple, who directed Absolute Beginners. Do you know who that was in the 80s? Like a real style guy, a music video guy. Ended up at my party. And I don't know if he had tweezers or what. Like, I don't know how this was happening. Like, he was smoking pot through his nostrils. It's like he was British, right? I guess that's just how they do it in London. I didn't know what was happening. He like, held it up to his nose and was smoking it that way.
So uncomfortable.
I felt special.
That is really unusual. Like if it were somebody who was a singer, I'd make some lame excuse for them that like they don't want smoke in their throat. But I still.
I mean, he totally sold it.
Even if it
like
goes to
cool
your
way.
Nose, it's still There's no. What's the point other than maybe it just feels bad or something like.
I've got a good recent one, which was I just went to Carmel to visit my old boss, Michael Nesmith, the former Monkey.
Wow.
And he never got stoned when I was working for him in like the 80s, but he does now.
Good for him.
Something changed.
Yeah, that's a really good one.
That guy Nothing
did,
in between.
That guy did some has done some awesome stuff. And now he's looking to be the sole survivor.
It's just him and Mickey.
Who's it going to be? Place your bets.
In the monkey cup. Doug, who's the most famous person you've smoked with?
Good question.
Thank you.
Poof. Most famous. Shit. I think I say the same thing all the time, and it might not ever change. Brad Pitt.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. How was he? Have you
he
told
was
this all
right.
Times?
He didn't remember it, though. I was telling him all about it the second time I met him, and I really wasted a lot of conversation time on it when we could have been, talking about something new instead of something he didn't remember.
Oh, I've done that so many times.
But I thought a couple more details, and he's going to be like, oh, yeah, that night. But it was still funny to me. I was really, I was strangely... just because I met him that one time and he was nice, that second time it was so easy to just start talking to him, even though, I was probably not being cool. But
and there wouldn't be a third time?
I don't know.
Damn it.
I don't know what's going to happen the third time. But the second time we offered, it was me and a bunch of friends of mine were there, and we offered to let him smoke with us in the alley outside the restaurant, and he passed.
Did you feel personally
well,
offended?
Well, is that why you brought up the story from before? I mean, I wouldn't have asked, but last time, is that how it came out? As he was walking away? No, I wouldn't have even asked, but last time we...
I mean, it's like funny. Should I update my most famous answer if he, said no to the offer the second time? Like, does that erase the first time? Like, it doesn't go on my win column because he really didn't. He didn't want more.
I think it's still an enormous win.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was ditching out of a party early that he kind of probably regretted showing up to because I was there. we'll be back with more. We'll be back with, pot news and some dabs after this.
When it comes to cannabis, I'm always on the lookout for something special, and Lowell Herb Company is definitely special. Lowell Herb Company is a small California cannabis company that has the best-selling and most beloved cannabis product in the state. They grow on their own farm and also partner with dozens of family farms all over the California coast. Lowell is devoted to high-quality, clean, and organic cannabis. All of their flower is grown with only organic fertilizer, and they never use synthetic pesticides. From seed to sale, they use neutral materials that are recycled from renewable resources. And it's important to them to pay their farmers a living wage. Lowell Herb Company is sold in over 350 dispensaries across the state. Check out Lowell's website, lowellsmokes.com, to find one near you.
Hey, we're back. We're back here in the basement. with Alison Rosen and John Levenstein, and with the Hot Topics.
Hot Topic.
It's Alicia.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Yay.
Hi, everyone.
What's up?
You want to get into it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's do it. This is crazy. 2018, the sales of medicinal and recreational cannabis combined, the added revenue was $8.6 billion to $10 billion. This now means that it has topped spending on e-cigarettes, Fortnite, the video game, and Goldfish crackers combined. Yeah.
I love that somebody was like, thought Goldfish yeah. crackers is a good thing to throw in there.
Goldfish are huge,
they must
though.
Sell a lot of them. Yeah, that's very true. So that's quite a sign of it's massive amounts of money. That's why its legalization's creeping across the country.
Here's another one. It rivals Taco Bell now. And Taco Bell's big. They're adding like 2,300 more stores over the next 3 years, I think. They have all the cantinas now.
Don't they have a hotel as well?
I think they do have one hotel. I think I remember that.
I don't know if they're creating it or if it's out, but
their mini chicken quesadillas. I just recently had them. Like, I haven't had them since college, and I've been reunited, and it's like an issue again. I wish it never happened.
What do they cook at Taco Bell versus Heat Up?
Nothing.
I don't think they cook there.
I don't think any fast food places do.
I think
right?
Del Taco. No, some do and some don't. I think.
Excuse me, I'm a cook at Taco Bell.
You know what?
And I'm very offended. It's a reheatery, but they put it together with enough,
love?
No, that's not it. Chemicals? they make it happen. It's so I find it so delicious. But I like most things. So what do I know?
You want some
Is
more
that
of
the
that?
End of that one?
No, here we go.
Oh, okay.
By 2020, it's likely going to surpass the NFL. And by 2023, it should exceed the amount people spend on gym memberships per year.
Ha, ha, ha. Take that. Take that, jocks.
Wait, gym memberships How's is higher than that? Whatever the one be so before high. That was?
The NFL, yeah. Gym memberships
That's
are
crazy.
Huge.
Yeah, gym memberships is kind of like, that gift card money.
I can't work out without getting high.
Because there's got to be 90% of gym memberships people don't even see them through.
Right.
Right.
They don't know how to cancel because they make it impossible to do it. I hate that.
Yeah, and gift cards, even when people spend them, those extra pennies they leave on the card, they throw it in a drawer.
That's how you do it.
It's billions. It's billions.
What's the most
surpasses the NFL and the other one?
Pennies left on gift cards.
Taco Bell soon.
What's the most shocked the guest has ever been to have you suddenly come in and start getting this news?
I think Pete Holmes continued to be shocked that I was here because I think he kept forgetting.
And so each time you'd come at him with a new stat, it was surprising to him?
Yeah, I think
It was like he kept getting a new pop quiz and was just catted enough. He didn't even want the first one.
He just couldn't integrate the reality.
Yeah, he's going to be back soon. We're looking forward to it.
That was a good one.
What was that like?
I had no idea.
We're looking forward to it. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. Mm. Yeah, it's going to be a very special show.
I liked crashing. I fought with some cool friends about it.
Yeah, well, if it's not Barry, it's not perfect.
You mean Fleabag season 2?
Yeah, Fleabag. Everyone loves
so
Fleabag.
I'm obsessed with Fleabag. Have
it's
you seen
so
it, though?
Well, now they're saying it's, there's a line between men and women that women like it better.
Oh. But, I just think women have been more vocal about liking it, and also have been more likely to watch it. But I haven't heard of any guy on Twitter watching
it
and then not like it.
I only heard that there were people arguing about it. I haven't seen it happening.
I saw.
That's how news works now.
Yeah. Well, I saw a tweet this morning where someone said, "I would like to hear from men. Did you like season 2 of Fleabag?"
Aparna.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, she seems like a legit source of so maybe there is some. Lines drawn there, or maybe she's just assuming there
She's my first go-to for news.
She's so funny. She's great. I think she was one of the funniest Twitters that I follow. Really, it's something.
Yeah, so maybe like, that was a joke.
No, I don't think so. Even if I'd seen, even if I'd seen Fleabag and liked it, I don't know if that would be the moment I would choose to say so. Because it's such a challenge.
Right.
Although well, I liked
she
it.
She might have had some
I'm
kind of...
I'm the man
of...
who liked it. I'm special.
She might have had some kind of disclaimer in there about how, like, this is not meant to be accusatory.
Yeah, or, I think she did.
Like, it's an honest question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my husband and I are a little bit divided on it. He liked it a lot, but he feels like... He's like, I feel like there's something I'm missing about the ending. Like, I don't get it. And I'm like,
interesting.
It's not a thing to get.
Yeah.
I'm not sensing men and women like it equally, but just to establish a baseline, did you think men and women liked Nanette equally?
Interesting. Probably
great
not.
Question.
No,
I think yeah. I mean, women definitely liked it
all
more.
Right. All right.
Yeah, well, also,
we're having the same conversation.
It's also men get angry about it when they don't like it.
Right, right.
Right? So they're going to drag down the scale on Fleabag because all the angry men are the only ones you're going to hear from. Because the men who love it, like, sure, it's, you know, I'll probably say something nice about it if I like it. Yeah. But most won't.
I actually don't know of a man who liked Nanette.
I liked it.
You did?
Yeah.
Now I know one.
I've seen parts of it and I liked it.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
Hannah Gadsby's special.
Her new one's Douglas. Going to be Douglas.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't wait.
I mean.
She would be great to get on this show. Mm-hmm. Now that we mentioned her. We saw her, Alicia and I saw her at a thing where it was a one of those stage readings of a movie.
Yeah.
And...
That was an amazing lineup.
What movie was it?
It was Casablanca.
Yes.
And so it was, let's see,
Ellen
Page,
she's like the
Olivia
inspector.
Wilde.
She's like the one of the biggest parts.
Inspector.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
She was the funniest. I mean, she
was so funny, but she could not stick to the script and not just constantly throw in her thoughts.
But she was the one of the few that put on an accent.
But that
really
was hilarious.
Got
yeah,
into it.
It was hilarious, but it was also like... You know, everyone else on the panel wasn't really playing the same game, you know? So it was very interesting to watch.
I don't know whether to trust that it was hilarious, but I never know when people tell me something's funny.
Right?
Okay, I believe you. It was
funny.
It was
so funny.
How can I just believe something was funny? That's crazy.
Well, you know, it was especially funny when the UFO appeared. And that's true. But if someone recommended a comedic thing to you,
yes.
You'd be like, okay, why not?
But, especially if it's on Netflix.
But yeah, people are going to be wrong all the time when it comes to recommending comedy.
Yeah, of course.
I don't like to do it. I don't like to tell people, oh, this movie's really funny. Let's each do a movie, say a movie, that you think's sort of bulletproof and like you can't overpraise it. Mine is... Pop Star Never Stops Stopping by Lonely Island. Allison, what's yours?
I haven't seen it.
We're doing movies, right?
Oh my God.
Doug loves movies in the midst
of
this.
What was the question?
Yeah, you never know what's going to happen when you get high. Oh
wait, tell me. Okay, let me.
I hate when people ask me for lists or my favorite or whatever.
I was having a normal conversation at a party a couple months ago, and a guy came up with, like, okay, top 10 underrated movies. I was like,
you can't think of the best underrated. You can't do it. Like, the first one that pops in your head is, like, not barely qualified.
Okay, well, let's get this. What's bulletproof? What can withstand criticism? Hold on, you guys.
Wait, yeah, remind me what I'm answering.
What's bulletproof? What can withstand criticism? Stunted pop star.
Citizen Kane.
What movie comes into your mind when you're being screamed at?
Oh my God.
Heathers.
comedy I wanted.
Heathers. I'm in a panic. I hope this never gets to me.
This is a...
Oh, God.
Wait, what is the actual question?
I'm buying you
underrated
time.
Underrated movie ever? Is that the question?
Wait, that wasn't the question, was it?
No, it was talking about comedy and how recommending comedy. It is tough because you can't be, you can't be sure.
Yes, Citizen Kane.
You can't be sure that everyone else is going to agree.
Okay, so something that appeals to everyone.
You know what I mean? Like, you gotta, like, you're at the rental counter in the store.
Oh.
And you're... And you tell what's his name? Now I can't think of his name. Daniel, who's the politician that tried to get Fargo removed from the video stores? Kasich, was that guy, the guy's name?
Oh, Tim Kasich.
Kasich is a politician. Let me look it up.
It's that yours? One that was like the Republican that everybody thought was not so bad.
I'm gonna go with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
That is a great one.
Oh, okay.
People have to enjoy that.
But also partly it's based on experience introducing kids to things, so I might be skewing young.
Right, because it is very juvenile.
Because there's things that you think kids are going to like that they don't like, and there's other things that surprise you.
Well, that's the thing, is there's so much going on in that movie. Like,
you're right, it's Kasich, by the way.
It is Kasich? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kasich went into a Blockbuster. The guy behind the counter said, oh, you got to see Fargo, it's hilarious. And then he went off the deep end and went into the Blockbuster and demanded that they remove it from the shelves and tried to start a local protest against Fargo being in Blockbuster, just that one movie.
Because he didn't think it was funny?
Because it's not, a man in a wood chipper is not funny, I think was his quote. Anyway, I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't be bringing news out right now during your news segment, but that one I couldn't keep to myself. Because people forget that about him.
Never forget.
Wait, you said it was in Nebraska? Where was it?
But
he's
Ohio.
From Ohio. Okay.
Ohio.
Remember when Louis C.K. was telling everyone to vote for him?
He was?
Yeah, it was like, for a while, did he have some private newsletter or something, but that would always be published? This was a couple years ago. It was during the primaries or something, where it was his position was, the Democrats are crazy, the Republicans are crazy, we can all settle on someone in the middle like Kasich.
Yeah.
I think he got over it. I think he then Kasich came out against abortion and Louis changed his mind. But there's a brief moment where, yeah, he was pushing Kasich.
No, he was the one. There was like a wave of like, oh, this, he's not so bad. And then, but then that Fargo thing drives me crazy.
But also it's such a false idea that that's the center, that Kasich represents the center, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Exactly.
News and politics.
Well done.
Well done.
What else have we got?
We can talk about Ben and Jerry's.
Mm-hmm,
we
please.
Already know that they're pretty cannabis friendly because they have that half-baked flavor. They tend to give it out for free at a lot of places on 420. And now they're saying that they want to make CBD ice cream. The tentative name is CBD. TBD. but the FDA still doesn't technically allow it, but there was just a big public hearing that took place on May 30th, and Ben & Jerry's wants to remind people that anyone can still submit any comment until the end of July to the FDA about your opinions on allowing CBD in foods.
Do you guys... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I can't get excited about CBD. Every relative has asked me about CBD. Every aunt with a pet, could you get me some CBD? Oh, the pet's doing a little better. I don't... It's a pot show.
Everyone I know, like so many, like on moms groups and things
moms groups.
Online, they're all talking about how CBD has just changed their life.
For their babies, too? Or
no,
just okay.
No. Well, I don't think so.
Okay.
But I think for their... being able to go to sleep and being able to tolerate their kids and things.
Imagine how much they'd like pot.
No.
But maybe it is like, you know, the calmness and the, you know, sort of sleepiness that you get from marijuana without the, you know, feeling of being high. Maybe that's what it gives people.
It's definitely good for inflammation, for sure.
That it's hard for me to even test it and figure out if it works at all, because every time I take it, I'm, you know, already high or about to be, you know.
That would be the worst super high me revival. Okay, 30 days on CBD. 30 days on pot. 30 days on nothing.
Oh, no. Don't give anybody an idea.
Those 30 days on CBD, what is that show?
It's just him being like, am I?
Yeah, I really could, really would like to get high. do we have time for one more thingy? Or?
Yeah. Would you rather have a story, or do you want to be quizzed?
Uh-oh.
It's more interesting
quizzes
right now.
Sounds scary but fun.
Okay.
Let's do a scary but fun quiz.
I have a
quiz.
List in my hands of 10 countries, and they're ranked by highest weed use, and this is like overall percentage of their population.
Okay.
So we're trying to guess what's in the top 10?
What do you think is in the top 10?
In any order? Or?
In any order, yeah.
Yeah, and she'll tell you which order they're in. Right. Came in, yeah.
Canada.
That is number 4.
The okay. U.S.
Number 2.
Ooh.
Like, what have we got?
What's number 1? Wow.
I wouldn't expect number 1.
What?
I would not expect number one.
Right? It's a trick question, isn't it? Damn it. I don't know. Let's say Italy.
No, that's not even on the top 10, actually.
Uh-oh. Okay, Doug's out. Okay. So the Netherlands is on there somewhere, right?
No, actually.
That was my guess.
They're not quite Holland. It's just not on there at all.
Yeah, I guess it's all just tourists.
All right, I'm out.
England?
No.
What?
You're out.
Okay.
Okay, you're back in, Doug.
It's got to be places where a lot of it can grow, you know, like.
Oh.
Mexico? I'll tell you the top Mexico's country, it's 18.3% of the population.
So maybe it's like a small country.
Jamaica.
No.
Well, you said you wouldn't have guessed.
Costa Rica.
Jamaica was stupid. No.
I thought Jamaica was good.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, is this consumption?
Anyone out here?
The percentage of the population that uses it.
Oh, okay. Wow. What is it?
Iceland.
Whoa. Yeah. Why would you not? They do whatever they want there.
They're all, yeah. It's the north. The free folk.
Oh. It's so cold.
So beautiful.
Thank you, Alicia.
Thanks a lot.
All right, you guys. Thanks. We're going to be back with more and with some potential dabbing after these messages.
Ooh.
Hey, we're back with the Dab King here to get us, to where we need to be, to go out into this world and make great things.
Yeah. Induces creativity.
Look at me angrily.
I feel
inspired. No, I just got so much stuff I got to squeeze into this segment. I assume you both are not dabbers by nature. Nor do you want to start today?
What'll it do?
get you high.
Yeah, it'll make you much higher than you probably are at this point. It does it quickly.
Yeah. Does there it last is,
there
long
can
time?
Be some coughing.
Yeah, it lasts. I mean, it's not going to be much different than just smoking a joint or taking a hit from the bowl, but it's going to happen a little more quickly and like you...
And that's not because of the device. It's because of...
It's because the oil, it's been concentrated.
I don't know. John, are you going to?
Not a dabber. No offense. No offense.
No, I get it. I get it.
Don't take it.
No, okay. I assume neither of you would.
Okay. So I'll do one to kick it.
That's why I was going to do these other things. Leave it out. Yeah, and you do
well,
it, I'll do it.
I was considering it.
Yeah, she's thinking
it's
about
the,
it.
It's the peer pressure.
I like that at least.
We got members of the 420 Club on Patreon. We say a bunch of names every show. So let's see. We got Dez. We got George Bellefue. Jim Hadley.
Yeah, that's the same.
Tiffany Joyner, Ashley Hayes, Aaron and Bab, Greg Graves, Corey Begg, Slabs and Cookies?
Sure.
Okay, and Jared Bromley. Thanks to all you guys. And don't forget about our merch store at tpublic.com. We got shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And Taylor's going to go ahead and do a dab. Allison's thinking about it.
John talked me out of it.
Okay. Smart. While you're doing this, you think about it while you're taking the dab, Taylor. I'm going to do a marijuana know something.
Mm.
How long is a fish's memory span?
Oh, are we supposed to answer?
Yes. If you think you know it. Is that true? What happens with Ellen DeGeneres, with Dory? Are all fish like that? The other fish in the movie, they seem to be able to hold a thought. But she's real scattered.
I'm going
to
guess they're like Dory and that they have no memory.
That's where that idea came from.
Perhaps.
So that movie, Finding Nemo, is about a bunch of super fish.
That's right.
That are super great at
elephant brains.
Communicating with other sea animals.
Mm-hmm. what do you think, John?
These questions always have some sort of trick to them.
But fish, they're all the same, you're saying?
Maybe fish remember everything that ever happened.
I feel like I'm going to say I know. It feels like any time would be wrong. So it's either everything or nothing. But even so.
Zen fish.
It's a real coin flip of a question. Why can't you just pick one based on some sort of knowledge?
Yeah. No one has it at this table.
A year.
Oh, my God. You think a fish has a memory of a year?
It's our calendar. And let me tell you. I used to have a couple koi fish in a pond, but they knew when it was me feeding them. And I believe that after years of that, if I'd gone away for a year and I'd come back, those fish would have come.
Oh, okay.
But anything after a year, no, which is why the answer is 1 year.
You go on the how long you could go away system. I like it.
I need to know, how did these... You think your fish knew it was you feeding them. How?
Because I was with my dog who would swim with them.
I'm going to say that's
memorable. You're a fish.
Here comes
a dog.
Is just here comes
there.
A dog. Oh, it's that guy.
Swimming
here
around, not trying to eat you.
Right.
It's going to just be their whole life. Their memory span is their whole life. They could remember something from when they were
born. I love it.
Like we can.
Great. Okay,
I don't mean to be fishist, but this is insane.
I'm going to say they can't remember shit.
Yeah.
Ever.
All right.
There's no such thing as memory.
What's right? all this wet stuff around me?
There's just institutional memory
that
no single fish is responsible for. Is that what you think, Doug?
That's what I think. Well, it's also interesting that this is all fishes.
Memory.
Have it's the same crazy. Memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the answer? What's the bullshit? Where'd this come from? Was this someone here who came up for
an intern?
Yeah, somebody looked it up. No, higher up than an intern.
But how would you even
it's
test this?
There's not enough jobs here for there to be interns.
We're about to find out what we took literally and why we were stupid to even answer it. Here we go.
5 months.
Really?
5 months?
Are you serious?
There's an answer.
That's a real direct
five
answer.
5 months.
Jeez. Okay, 5 months.
All right. Believe
for now,
this.
Yeah, so don't go away for a year.
Yeah. No, I have no questions.
Wow.
5 months.
How do they...
Can I do a dab?
Yeah.
They know.
I guess. I don't mean to be such a fish cynic.
But so that's the point of those things, though, is they're supposed to be hard to figure out the answer because it's something that doesn't make any
sense. It would have been hard to figure out that answer.
We'll do another... Yeah. After I do this dab, we'll do another one because then my brain will be more ready for it. Because did we tell you, Allison, it makes you smarter?
Yeah, it does.
You didn't tell me.
That's why I knew the answer to the last one.
I remember a trivia question that Doug told me years ago. Let's see if Doug remembers, because it felt like maybe one of his prized trivia questions. I'm not sure, though.
He has prized questions.
I think it felt like he did
one
at
of
the
his
time.
Go-to.
Yeah.
One of his
because it's hard.
Questions. Okay.
And it was something like, what is it illegal to throw from a car? In California?
There's two things that you can throw from a car, a moving vehicle, in California.
So you can throw from a car.
Yeah, the California State Highway acknowledges that there's two things that if they fly out of your car, you can't be responsible for it.
A soda?
Out of any kind of moving vehicle.
Chewing gum?
No, see, here's the thing. That this is why Allison remembers this, is because you guys will guess for hours.
Okay. Well, and to be fair, Allison didn't remember.
It was a fucked up question.
She remembered it.
She got me there.
Answer.
I was like, I don't know what this is going to be, but that description got me to that, because I don't actually have a lot of those locked and ready, but
hence
that one.
It's his prized
oh
one.
My God.
Really
people
is.
That I've laid this one out on will remind me later about this one.
So, yeah. Is there a way we could figure it out? Like, is it logical in some way?
Kind of. It is,
but it's like one of these. When you hear it, you're going to go, well, a fucking course.
But that's not how we responded to 5 months. Yeah. That would make it different. Okay, give us a second. What is it? A tissue. Water.
Can't be a tissue.
God.
Any liquids, maybe. You could throw liquids out.
I'd
be fine.
Maybe
like liquids.
Yeah, why not?
Within reason.
yeah, not mercury.
Hold on. What's that? No, we'd love to hear it.
What are you trying to do?
Someone had a guess.
Solicit
I thought.
Answers from the audience.
Oh, really?
Does Alicia know? Because it's his prize question.
What are you allowed to throw out?
I'm supposed to just tell you now?
A dead bug?
See, that's how this thing. That's how this works. Is sometimes I've let people struggle with it for days.
Grow out.
Is this going to be a cliffhanger? We're just going to end and not know.
Oh,
I seriously was already thinking about other things. I'm over it.
Ice and salt.
Ooh, ice.
Ah, no.
Okay, what salt?
Wait, did you guys get even one right? Did they get one right?
I don't remember what the other one is.
No, not yet.
Well, you don't know if we've even got one right.
I know the surprising one.
Yeah. I mean, one of them, if you kind of hit on it with ice, is water.
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 Liquid.
Yeah, if water flies out of your car, you can't get in trouble for it.
All right.
Yeah.
Spit.
Even if you got a lot of illegal water in your car, you dump it.
THC water.
You'll be all right.
But then
the other thing, people never come up with it, but California is a huge clue. I don't know how much driving
gold.
Up and down California. That is.
You threw a gold brick out. You're not going to get in trouble. No one's going to tell.
A real housewife.
No, it's people. Anyway, it's more of an international transport thing. Feathers.
What?
Yeah, because, you know, you see chicken trucks driving down the road. They can't stop the feathers from fucking flying out of the trucks. So what are they going to do? Find them all for, this big industry of transporting chickens?
Yeah, but wouldn't if you see me driving down the street in my car and a bunch of feathers just fly out the window, you'd probably want to pull me over.
Well, you might. That might be cause to like find something else, but I don't. I think he can't give you a ticket for having feathers fly out of your car, because officer, they're feathers. They're not going to sit still when the wind blows. I got it, and I had him in my car, but
that's interesting. I can see why that's a surprise question.
That'd be fun for a terrible prank show to go out and have some feathers fly out and see if you can get away with it. I got to do you guys all the plugs because that's one of the reasons you come by here is so that we get some promotion for what's going on. Allison's got a podcast called Childish
with Greg Fitzsimmons.
That's one of two now, yes?
Yes. I have Allison Rosen is Your New Best Friend, and I have Childish. And Childish is a parenting-ish podcast. So if you have parents or are a parent, or even if you're not, which would be unusual, you could enjoy it.
I think you and Greg talking is that would be enjoyable for, just on that on its own. Doesn't matter
what you're
talking about. And then John Levesine is, of course, the genius behind Baskets on FX. He plays the title character.
The title character. All right, I helped out with the writing this season, and I think it premieres this week, which will be last week when this is on the air, right? So
yeah.
I think it premieres on the 13th.
But are you happy to get involved with such an amazing show, yes?
Oh, yeah. And also, I mean, the director, writer, Jonathan Kreisel, who created it, is a good friend of mine. So he's just a fun person to work for in general.
Very cool. This is awesome. David Harbour comedy special.
So that's the thing. It's premiering on Netflix July 16th. It's like a parody of a short play that I wrote for David Harbour of Stranger Things to do, like as if his father shot it in the 70s. So it's that weird form of a play for television without an audience, like I, Claudius, like that kind of form, prestige drama. And it's with David, Kate Berlant, Alfred Molina. I think it turned out really funny, and I think they're calling it something like a Netflix Playhouse featurette.
Thanks, John. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you, Taylor. Yeah.
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you, everybody. June 26th at 12:15, we're going to go live again, so try to watch it that way. Anything else, anybody? Sorry to cut you off.
No,
like that.
No, it's perfect.
It's a real abrupt ending on this show. Bye-bye. <Yeah. laughs>